Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gio, it is so funny because the Yankees, at 16 games above 500, their season feels like a complete disaster. And the Mets, at merely 6 games above 500, it feels like they're winning the World Series every night. It is unbelievable. And that should be the big story in town moving forward here, seeing if the Mets can continue playing baseball at this level and see if they can get to places they were not expected to get, because those, I maintain, are the best kind of seasons. The seasons where you have really low expectations and you exceed them, and you exceed them big time. And that's what the Mets are doing right now.
I say that all the time, man. When you're not expecting anything, then you get to the playoffs, and if you lose in the playoffs, you're like, hell, we weren't supposed to be here.
Right.
But when you have all the pressure on you to win a World Series, and then you fall short, and you lose in the ALCS, and it feels like a loss, like it was a completely wasted effort. So, yeah, and I don't think the crowd last night was insane.
Well, they're starving for their baseball team to be good.
Yeah.
And they're good.
No, I mean, I really thought when we were sitting in May that, and it was a point I kept bringing up, I was like, the Mets just need to be good enough to not have empty buildings in July, August, and September. That's really what you're looking for at this point. Just be competitive enough Citi Field isn't barren for the last couple of months of the season, and it's the exact opposite of that. I mean, on a Thursday night in July against the Braves, that place was packed.
Yeah.
And this weekend, it's going to be packed too.
Yeah.
I mean, what an amazing turnaround, and you can point to everything. Like you said, what was the reason why? Was it the team meeting? Was it this? It was Francisco Lindor playing like he did when he was in Cleveland, Francisco Alvarez coming back, Jeff McNeil waking up, and the bullpen being better. I mean, that's really what it is. You could point to Grimace, or you could point to the team meeting, or you could point to whatever. It's the combination of stars playing well, and then also these role players that are at the bottom of the lineup having ridiculous years for who they are.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.